Blog Talk Radio.
One of the coldest MCs I've been checking out, like, for a while, you know what I'm saying? Ever since I was, you know what I'm saying, back at the crib, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to get into it, you know what I'm saying? TDK, you know what I'm saying? My man is active out here. He got cold bars, real MC, you know what I'm saying? So we finna click in.
Yeah, man.
And see what's crooking with him. What's good?
Yeah, man. I'm going to talk to him, man. What's happening with you, Tone the motherfucking bitch up?
You know what I'm saying? Just cooking, man. You know what I'm saying? Just finally getting it in with you, dog. You heard?
Yeah, man. I'm trying to stay active, man. I'm trying to still do what I do, you know?
Sure enough, man. So, man, for those that don't know, you know what I'm saying? Like, how long you been putting it down, man?
Man, that's a tough one, man. I was born in this little hip-hop shit, man. So I feel like I've been doing it my whole life and shit. Then by the time I was probably like... Shit, I don't even really know really where to say I started, but I can tell you when back in 97, I was on some shit with Tech N9ne on some game-related shit. Dude, Rodney Money Green, put out a compilation that was pretty much national called Russian Roulette, and I had a song called Hold the Whole World Hostage, and that was 97. So I'll say I stepped into the game in 97. Let's call it 97.
Cool, man. So, like, what's been the response, like, from that song, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you put it down, and what made you want to go, like, full head, you know what I'm saying, with the music?
Well, shit, man, to be honest with you, that little compilation was like a reward for the work I had put down to that point, you know what I mean, around town. And I was known as, you know, for whoever I was known to be, for doing, you know, for, you know, being, I spit hardcore hip-hop, you know what I mean? I came up in a battle age, so I battled most of these dudes coming up, you know what I'm talking about? But then we started making the music more serious, you know what I mean, more seriously, should I say. And then, you know what I'm saying, they had me all on the radio. You know, they always had to make it or break it and the pump it or dump it and all that shit on the radio station. And I was always getting love. You know what I'm saying? That's back in, you know, 95, 97, 96, all that. So when that compilation came around, it was kind of like a reward for the work I had put in. So after that, I think I ended up being in this magazine called Blaze Magazine. You know what I'm saying? It was like a little magazine I think The Vibe put out.
Yeah,
and that
kind of
parlayed to you know, the next little shit. I think I was on BET right after that, like in 2000 or some shit like that. So that's how that moved.
Cool, man. That's what's up right there. For those that don't know, my man been in the Source, and that's when, matter of fact, I was just back home, and I think that's when I had sent you up in there. So I was like, oh, okay, you know what I'm saying? That's what made me check you out. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, this brother right here, you know what I'm saying? He active with it, you know what I'm saying? So the whole city was feeling you, you know what I'm saying, at that time. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about back home before I even moved out here. And it was already, you know what I'm saying, active and cracking with you, man. So I was like, dang, this dude is doing his thing. But,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying, like, what's the projects you got out now, right now? Like, what you got out here that's cooking?
Well, okay, man, last month I was on this joint called the Casino Dreams, man, IamVegas.com. You can get that shit. That shit's free. And they had the dude, you know what I'm saying, Yowda that just got with MMG. And it had Day Deuce, it had myself, DiBiase, it had Kane Sosa, it had a bunch of people on it. So that was pretty big for the city. And then, like, basically simultaneously, on the other side of town, my man Two-Face was doing this shit called My Kind 2. He already did a My Kind 1, and I was on My Kind 2. And that had Yowda and Day Deuce and Landlord and shit, all my guys on that type of shit, you know what I mean? All these dudes I fuck with around town, you know. So
yeah,
got my name back bubbling. But right before that, I was on my man Easy Red from The Resistance. We got a little song on his album. So those are the little projects I got out. But right now, my album I dropped back in, I think it was in June, I dropped an album called 100 in the Shade. And that's what's really popping for me. I had a couple of videos drop off that did well and everything. So that's what really got the ball bouncing, you feel me?
Cool, man. So make sure y'all go cop him, you know what I'm saying, and support the man. You be doing it, you know what I'm saying. You're going to get your money's worth, and you're going to get the free worth, you know what I'm saying. So make sure y'all cop them things, man. So where can they cop it at, though, for those that don't know?
Man, the 100 in the Shade is on the iTunes. Like I said, the Casino Dreams is free. It's at IamVegas.com. You know what I'm saying? You could All of my shit, you can always get in touch with me on the social media joints, man, on shit, Twitter, Facebook, and all that. I'm at TDKTHA Great on all them shits. On IG, I'm at TDK the Great 1, you know what I mean? But shit, man, you know, basically on iTunes, we got it in, you know, I did that movie, The Truth About Vegas and shit, you know what I mean? Narrated, wrote, co-produced, co-directed and shit with my man B-Loc and my man Jahi, you know what I'm saying? So That got my name back popping. Like, you know, I basically just stayed working the whole time, man, trying to give out quality shit. So I never fell off. That's basically what's been popping, you know?
Cool, man. That's what's up. Speaking of that joint, you know what I'm saying, the movie, you know what I'm saying, that you did, The Truth About Vegas, make sure y'all go support it. Like, what made you go that route with it? You know what I'm saying? You know,
man,
put that out.
I'm gonna keep it all the way 100. My guy had already did my dude B Lo does the Lopes Gone Wild. He had already did a San Antonio one, right? Or
right.
Not a San Antonio, a Houston one, right? So then they came. I wasn't even really aware of it. So then when they hit me to it, let me see it, and they said they wanted to do a Vegas one. Now I'm telling, I have wrote a couple little screenplays and little scripts and little shit like that, but I never was really all serious into writing the movies and shit because I was, you know, I'm rhyme. You know, that's what I do. That's what I've been doing since I was a little dude. You know what I'm saying? So,
right. Boom.
Man, they offered to pay me, man. They told me what they was going to pay me and shit. So I was like, well, damn, what y'all want to do it on? You know what I'm saying? And then,
right. Boom,
they said I could do it on Vegas. They just gave me the range to do whatever I wanted to do. And I'm talking about from OKing the artwork to how, what, you know, the chronological order to all that shit. That was all TDK, you know what I'm saying? So, boom, it was an honor to do, man, because I thought I knew a lot about Vegas before I did it. Because, you know, to briefly sum it up, it's a synopsis on Vegas, like basically Black Vegas from 1931 to 2011. It's like a 70-year, 80-year synopsis. Yes, an 80-year synopsis on that time frame. So we get into the mob, we get into this, we get into that, and then we end up talking about the hip-hop. You know, we talk about the gang and shit, but we end up talking about the hip-hop. So it all ties in for me because that's what, you know, shit, I'm the one doing it. You feel me? But,
right.
Yeah, man, that shit... That shit got a lot. I mean, that's a bona fide cult classic in Las Vegas, Nevada, because I told the truth, man. And anybody who disputed ain't been around, man. That's the truth. That's what really happened. You feel me?
Cool, man. That's what's up. Make sure y'all go check it out, man. For those that won't be thinking, you know what I'm saying, ain't no hip-hop scene out here. It is a hip-hop scene out here, you know what I'm saying? And it's real active. Y'all just got to come out and check it out. It's more than just the casinos and all that stuff, you heard? So make sure y'all go and tune in. And it's crazy, because I was thinking the same thing, though, when I first moved out, but until I got in the mix, I was like, wow, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of MCs.
Vegas is crazy, man, not to break your wisdom, bro, but Vegas is crazy.
Yeah.
Like, we got a for real, like, in crowd, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of people, you get in these fake in crowds and think that they're in the in crowd, but they're not in the in crowd. And we will, particularly because it's such a transient city. So now once you get invited into this little in crowd, then it opens your eyes to see all this shit. Like, damn, oh, okay, this is why Vegas is an internationally known city, because it really goes down out here. But, man, we get so many people that's just only going to be here for 6 months. Niggas be here for, you know, a year, and they this and the third. Man, that's too much information out there for you to not be a resident. You feel me?
Right.
So kind of keep cat's guards up, you know, keep a real Vegas cat guard up, and you ain't got to be born in Vegas. I mean, I was born in Columbus, Ohio. I moved here when I was 2 years old. You feel me?
Right.
So it ain't like you got to be born here. You just got to, your heart got to be here, man, and we know when your heart is here because you're going to declare it. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it is. So it ain't got nothing to do with that type of shit. But, yeah, niggas come out here and try to do what they do and then think that they know – know what's popping, and they don't, because ain't nobody gonna let you know what's popping, because we know you in and out like everybody else. People come to Vegas for a reason. People come to Vegas for a reason. You don't just pass through Vegas. You come to Vegas for a reason. You're trying to get rich. You're running for something, running from something. You know what I'm saying? There's a reason. You got a bunch of money. You're trying to retire. There's a reason you come to Vegas. And we know that.
Right.
You know, we here. You know?
Showed up. Trust me, it's all the above, you know what I'm saying? They keep it real with you, you know what I'm saying? But Vegas does pop out here, you know what I'm saying? It's a whole different country, like I be telling people.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? So it's a whole new world, man. So shout
out
to all
whole,
the people. You know,
and it's cool. And look, and whatever you want to do, like if you want to be on some peaceful shit, like, and really stay out the way, you really can do that. If you tough, you think you tough, you know, you want to come bump heads, there's heads to bump out here. Like, you know, you really can come do that too. Whatever you're into, it's in Vegas, man, and you can. It's a real smooth sail, or it can be a rough road, however you want it, but Vegas is the spot, man. That's why it's such a household. That's to say the least, a household name. That's why it's the in place right now, Las Vegas, Nevada. You know.
Sure enough, man. That's what's up, man. So make sure y'all take a trip. But I want to get into this track you had sent. You know, what I'm saying Dirty as Hell again. Like, you know, what I'm saying, can you sum that up for us?
Man, I'm a smooth dude, man. That's how it is out here, man. It's like a real fashion. forward type city, man. Everybody's into the fashion and shit, and that's where I'm really coming from that. Like, I'm a, you know, I'm a street dude. I'm a dirty dude, but I clean up well. So when I say dirty, I'm not like a snake dirty, but I'm a, you know, I get my hands dirty type shit. You know what I'm saying? But I clean up real well, man. I can put on that suit and show up at the black tie event type situation, you know. So with that little song right there, I'm just telling the not necessarily dealing with duplicity, but just telling motherfuckers that, you know, I got both sides to the coin. You know what I'm saying? Just check me out. That's how I feel. I think the beat is a feel. The beat's done by my man King Vay. You know what I'm saying? You know, he done fuck with Frenchie and Drake and Justin Bieber and all that. You know what I mean?
Word.
And I got my man G-Mob on the hook singing there with me and shit. I just played it for my, I'm sitting here with my man V. I just played it for him. You know what I'm saying? V think DiBiase needs to be on it, but now I like Mob on it. But anyway, man, hey, Dirty as Hell, man, this is the single off my joint. The next joint I'm going to drop is going to be called Big Game Hunter. I'm probably dropping it in April or March type situation, but this is going to be the first single I'm going with, man. Dirty as Hell, produced by King Vay, TDK the Great, man.
All right, man, here we go. That's what's popping. TDK, 30 is
man,
hell
you
right
feel,
there.
Man, you feeling that shit right there, man? You feeling that shit, man?
Yeah, that's hitting right there, man. That's hitting. That's hitting right there.
Yeah, man, I done knocked out a couple. I knocked out, like, man, to be honest with you, the last couple joint, the 100 in the Shade and this Big Game Hunter, I knocked both of them albums out in probably, like, 3 weeks. Like, the bulk of the music, like, 90% of the music, it's like I go on these little sprees and shit. But out of all those songs, that was, like, the second song I did.
Right.
And I liked it. I liked the vibe. It's like, now you see why I said it's like a feel-good beat. You feel me?
Yeah.
It put me in a good mood. You know what I'm saying? When I was writing it, it was easy to write because it put me in a good mood. But that's why this dude done fucked with Drake and Frenchie Montana and all these people, because the nigga know what he's doing, man. That beat slapped, you know?
Man, sure enough, it's hitting, man. Seemed like you were just riding it. You know what I'm saying?
Appreciate
you were just riding
it.
The beat. And you know what I'm saying, it's kicking, man. So make sure y'all support it. You know what I'm saying? Pick up the joints he got out, you know what I'm saying? So the man is official. You know what I'm saying? So that's what's popping, man. But speaking of Vegas and the hip-hop scene, the radio stations, like, and really, you know what I'm saying, there's a couple artists out of here that really popped but, like, really didn't get that break, you know what I'm saying, like they should. Like, would you have an answer for that, like, why that really hasn't really happened, like, on a real major scale?
Well, I would say two things. First thing first, I would say, I guarantee the top 20 cities in America, there's probably 20 niggas like TDK in those cities. You feel me? That didn't really get that break. I'm going to put this out, fam. Hey, listen. So check. I had a line. I said, the hip-hop world's been deprived of young TDK. It's like Jordan spent his career in the CBA. You dig what I'm saying? So I assume it's a bunch of niggas that's similar to me. Now, with that said, my answer would probably be business savvy. If you were that good and you really could have made it and you really had the opportunity, or you really should have been given an opportunity, it was you didn't have the know-how to get to that next level because you had the talent. Now, some niggas might not have had the look. Some niggas might have been showing up with the wrong crowd that's scaring people off, a whole bunch of other reasons. But it all pertained to your business, acumen. You dig what I'm saying?
Right.
So somebody like TDK, I feel like certain situations I was a threat to certain people. Certain situations I was taken lightly. Certain situations I was taken advantage of. You know what I mean? All boiling down to my business acumen, my business savvy. You dig? So that's what I feel about my situation. So I would assume that would apply to a lot of other niggas.
Sure enough, man.
And the radio. If that's what you was looking for, the fucking radio. They didn't, like, to me, the DJ's job is to go find music, not for artists to go find a DJ to get play. And if I'm a well-known nigga, that's dope, and it's 19 other dudes as dope as me, and they also have a little buzz. Where the DJs at? If they're not finding these dudes and not playing this shit, and you could put it on the program director, whatever, but I don't think the program director's over your shoulder at the club. You the one decide play everybody from Whoop There It Is all the way to Young Thug. You know,
right.
95 South to Young Thug. The DJ decided to play that. Why? Because the broads was dancing. So be mad at the DJ and the broads for dancing and liking that shit and da-da-da-da. So it's a bunch of different other reasons. But, you know, I don't think a bunch of the type of people I be around, my dude just critiqued Big Game. Big Game, listen, bro. I truly believe this. Big Game Hunter is a classical hip-hop album. I think once people get a hold of it, it'll trip them out. It's a bunch of songs like that. I think it's a bunch of songs like the song we just played, right? My boy just went through and critiqued it. Oh, this the low on this need to be this and da 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 da. That's the type of cats I'm gonna be with. I'm not around no yes men. You know what I'm saying? So now, boom. I think it has a lot to do with what's in. You feel me? What's in?
Right.
Like, you can't really change what's in. It's not. I was talking about that same thing with him. In '84, if you had never heard of Prince and you never heard of Michael Jackson or Lionel Richie, whatever, and you're trying to make music, like, it's probably hard for your shit to be pop. Now, you might make a good song or whatever, but you don't know what pop is, so that's where I'm at with that, bro.
Cool, man. That's what's up. Well said. You know what I'm saying? You heard it right here. You know what I'm saying? And my man just speaking the truth, you know what I'm saying? So that's what's popping right there, but make sure y'all go support him and this and that, man. So who's your top 10 MCs right here? Top 10.
Man, to keep it 100, I don't be having no little top 10s. I can tell you who I fuck with because it's similar, you know, it's just like right now you asking me who's the MVP, who's the top 10 motherfuckers in the league right now. And then a nigga had a couple bad games these last week, and this other dude is hurt and da-da-da-da. So it's kind of interchangeable parts type situation. But who I fuck with basically is who you asking me, right?
Yeah.
Boom, I fucks with it. Who is the first name I want to say right now that I fuck with? Like, that just get me going. I like they shit basically every single time. Man, I fuck with Jeezy. Jeezy get me going. I fuck with Jeezy. His shit was doper back in the day, but I think it's that initial shock factor. I fuck with T.I., man. I fuck with Lil Wayne. I think this last album was a little, some of it was kind of whack to me, but some of it was all the way live. He always going to have bars and shit. So, I mean, why at 4 o'clock this morning when I was high as a motherfucker listening to it, I was like, oh, no, that nigga didn't say that. I was digging to it. So, niggas say whatever. I fuck with King Los. I got a nigga that live right around the motherfucking hill. You know what I'm saying? My homeboy, this nigga Euros is cold as a motherfucker, like straight up. This nigga from Vegas, you know what I'm saying? This nigga's blown up. Nigga's dope, man. He don't wait. I like MCs that don't waste a line. You know what I'm saying? Don't waste a line on me, man. Let me see who else. I like Fabulous. I like a lot of West Coast niggas that try to bar you up. My nigga Easy Red, my nigga DiBiase. Let me think. Who's the top 10 right now? That's hard to say because it's a bunch of different factors.
Right.
Like you got to know what the fuck is what you talking about. Like what do you mean? Like bread wise, Jay-Z still number one. If you asking me, you know what I'm saying. When it comes to that factor and all that, you know what I mean. But then when it comes to impact and it comes to, I don't know. But I like hardcore hip hop, fam. That's what I like. If you can, it's got to kind of like we have a little street element to it. But you got to be hip hop, and you can't be repeating the same words. Your poetry got to be at a certain level, certain echelon line. You feel me?
Well, sure enough, man. That's what's up, man. So, like, for those that don't know, you know, sound like your history and your style. Like, how would you describe like your music? Like, how would you describe it?
I would describe it as hardcore hip-hop, street, rap, you know what I'm saying? I notice even though I'm not sitting up trying to write street tales and shit, but then when the rhyme is done, I look at it and it's a bunch of that shit inside of it. But I'm really trying to say some new shit, and I'm really, you know what I'm saying? I'm really colorful with the words. I'm really into rhyming, you know what I'm saying? My shit's going to rhyme crisp.
Right.
You know what I mean? When you listen to my shit, if I say dog, I'm going to say frog. You know what I'm saying? That shit's going to rhyme crisp. So, you know, I always like that type of shit. And I always try to, I got a bunch of, you know, a bunch of double and triple and quadruple entendres. And if you're not really that's when I'm rapping at rappers. Like when I'm rapping at MCs, you know what I'm saying? Like other poets and shit. Then I got the double entendres, and I know the listener ain't going to catch it, so I make sure the lead line of the double entendre is, you know, enough for the people who don't know about a double entendre to pay attention to the line and like the line, but the real MC is going to dig deep and say, damn, did he mean this kind of night or this kind of night or this kind of night or this kind of night? I'm talking some MC shit. I just fucked them up. Hey, but look, real shit, though. Real shit, though, man. I've been doing this shit since I was a little boy, man, and I got into the poets, and I got into, you know, not linguistics, but what the word I'm looking for. I just got into the definitions of words and how you can flip words. And, you know, I had a homeboy, man, rest in peace, call me Wordplay, TDK, and I didn't even really understand what he meant by wordplay because he was older than me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then I read up on what the fuck wordplay was. I was doing this shit before I knew what it was. You feel me?
So enough, man. That's what's up, man. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to everybody that's listening, man. We rocking with the homie TDK. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all go support him, follow him. All that, get them projects. My man is crazy. As y'all know, as I said at the beginning, MC. You know what I'm saying? So I'll definitely be checking for the bars. You know what I'm saying? And you've been putting it down. You're going to keep putting it down. So we here to support, man, all day long. But, like, before we jam up out, man, like, anything you want to put out there, man, that you want to, you know what I'm saying, any shout-outs or anything?
Yeah, man, this is what I want to put out there. I'm from Las Vegas, Nevada. Wait, check that. I'm from North Las Vegas, Nevada. Now, I ain't lived in North Las Vegas, Nevada in probably 20 years, man. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm going to represent Las Vegas, Nevada. All my music has got to do with, you know, me, man. Life to pick art and art to pick life. You know what I'm saying? And that's what's going on, man. This next shit I'm going to drop is called Big Game Hunter, man. It's hip-hop 101. It's classical hip-hop music. I'm TDK, man. I did not name myself TDK the Great. Vegas named me the Great. My dude who did my logo, he put the Great on there. I said, take it off. He's like, no. You feel me? I call myself Kwasi. They named me TDK, and then they named me TDK the Great, man. I really do this. I'm the Oracle of Vegas, and that's real shit. You know what I mean? Get my music, man. iTunes, 100 in the Shade, just like it sounds, 100 in the Shade, TDK, man. I'm about to drop this Big Game Hunter. I'm on this Casino Dreams. I'm on this MyCons. I'm on West. I'm on Caddy shit. I'm on Kane Sosa shit. I'm on Easy Red shit. I got the Real Rap Roundtable webcast. Check that out, the locker room. I do work. I'm finna do the intro to Money Talks, my man Steve Stevens on CSNBC. Man, listen, I'm not sitting up waiting for the world to end, man. I might cause it to end. But I'm gonna do me, man. Real talking, man. I'm gonna do me, real walking. See, they ain't listening to us, man. They ain't listening to us. Hey, man, I've been keeping it real way too long to change now. You feel me?
Right.
At TDK the Great. TDK. THAGREAT. That's on Twitter, Facebook, SoundCloud, all that shit. On IG is TDK the Great One. You dig? Tone the Bishop, man, I appreciate you, man. You always support, man. You always been a good nick, man. We fuck with you in Las Vegas. You know that, right?
Sure enough, man. That's what's happening, man. Definitely going to keep supporting you, man. Just keep dropping that heat, man. And it's always, you know what I'm saying, always been the rewind factor for me. So that's what happened,
man. That's the deal. That's the deal. As long as I drop the heat, you're going to support me. I can dig it, man. Hey, man. That's what it is, man. Did I send you two songs or did I send you one? I thought I only sent you one song, right?
Nah, you sent me the last one. I was finna bang it out right at the end. The life you know what I'm saying, chose. I think it's that one.
That's right. That's the video, man. The video,
yep.
Yeah, man. That's the video. I did a video to that, and I did a video to I Ain't Buying It from you know, off that I Ain't off that 100 in the Shade. But yeah, Life I Chose, man. We knew that song was special. Same dude, King Vay. Check this out. When we did that song, he had that song with Justin Bieber at the same time. It was like number one in the fucking world when we did that song. You know what I'm saying? So I'm tripping like, damn. You know what I'm saying? This is what the game coming to, man. You just fuck with the right people, different shit happen. But no, man, different talented people make, you know, get those positions, man. And this dude is dope. Like, little dude King Vay is dope, man. There's no question about it, man. He's dope, and TDK going to do what he do. So Life I Chose is what it is. You feel me?
Sure enough, man. That's what it is, man. Keep on supporting you, man. Keep doing your thing, man. We got you. God bless you. Keep doing your thing. And just let me know when the next project dropping, and I'm on it, man. Easy.
Will do. Appreciate you, loved one.
Sure enough, man. Hey, man, I'm finna bang out, you know what I'm saying, TDK, you know, so y'all can keep on checking the show. The rewind button stays on. We out. Peace, God bless, and this is what it is.
Logically, I feel the prophecy sonically. Honor me, I'm a G. I brung the heat on the beat. Damn, it feels good to be a dapper rapper. My word move people like abracadabra. Got to hear it and see it for you to believe. I'm Mr. Vegas, made the soundtrack to the streets. True and D, I had to eat around the savage beast. Rape and pillage the paper, attacking ravish beats. Cox Envy got J Big, Pac in me. Q Rock him, Face Kane, Nas in me. Can't fake the proof, nigga, TDK the truth. Unbreakable, I told you I was staying true. Unfadable, you hearing what I'm saying, dude? Fool can't play smart, but smart dude can play the fool. No lie, but for the record, like a trial. Right hand to the sky, though, left on the Bible.
Come on. This is the life I chose. Beast mode, telling
this is the life I chose.
This is the life I chose. Keep heat for when the
this
night
is the life I chose.
This is the life I chose.
Probably thrice, cause growing up I caught a lot of bullshit like Jerry Rice. I'm very live type with dynamite and gunfight. Mighty Mike, bedtime nigga, 99. Was happy to see 95, cause honestly I can't explain how I survived. I tell a tale of betrayal schemes and lies. Niggas on my side cause they seen me rise. Happy to get a 9 to 5, cause half my childhood friends dead are doing time. Rhapsody, I got pool like gravity. To divine king, bow to your majesty. I make music, they say it's to the savage beat. I keep some gangster niggas riding round slapping me. No pun intended, TDK bag made. We do this real deal, no play play.
This is the life I chose. Beast mode, telling
time to go. This is the life I chose.
This is the life I chose. Keep heat for when the night is
gone. This is the life I chose.
This is the life I chose. This is the life I chose. This is the life I chose.
This is the life I chose. This is the life I chose. This is the life I chose.